T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eagers Heating and Air Conditioning.
Thank you all for being here as we take historic action to deliver a future of safety and security for Americans.
The executive order is a good thing.
It's devastating to be a police officer right now.
If there is no accountability, there will be no change.
This deprivation of statehood is unjust.
We're not going to allow people to take the law into their own hands. It just doesn't work.
You know, the left has just gone off a deep end.
Hey, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We're happy that you're with us. Just had Governor Mike Parson on the show a short time ago talking about the COVID numbers and what we need to do with policing. And you can go to our website, 971talk.com/Cox, and you can, you'll be able to listen to the governor's entire interview. You can podcast it. Go to radio.com. It's right there for you, and we'd love to have you listen to that in the governor's own words and what's going on. We're going to get to all that and more in Chanel Rione coming up, but right now, let's get to the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
We are joined this morning by Board of Aldermen President Lewis Reed. Glad to have him back on the show. Lewis, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Good to get you on here. I wanted to ask you about police reform in the city. I know that you guys had a bill that you were pushing in front of the Board of Aldermen. Where does that stand?
Well, the bill, Board Bill 63, will come up in front of committee tomorrow. Board Bill 63, as it currently stands, is a placeholder bill. We will introduce the actual bill, the final bill, in committee tomorrow. But, you know, the current placeholder bill, it does four things. It bans chokeholds and strangleholds. It requires de-escalation tactics to be used. It creates a duty to intervene for officers. And it requires reporting when anytime a weapon is drawn. Okay. So, you know, essentially what that does is, if you remember in 2014, St. Louis City and St. Louis County both put policies in place to ban chokeholds, right? Those are policies that are on the books in St. Louis City and St. Louis County's police departments. But they're not laws, right? So a policy can change anytime a chief changes, anytime a public safety director changes, or a mayor changes, right? They can come in with different policies. You know, it's clear that some of these things need to be made unlawful, right? You know, the final bill that we will introduce will be a lot more expansive. It'll include other changes that that we see happening nationally that will create a better work environment for the police and a better police department for the community at large.
Lewis, you know, I'm interested to know, because I looked at the Democratic Party in the city, their website, just a couple of weeks ago. They were taking a poll on whether the police should be defunded or disarmed. Does that have any traction?
I certainly hope not. Look, we're exceeding last year's murder numbers in the city of St. Louis, where people are getting shot and killed, right? Last year was a year where we made national news because of the number of young people that were shot and killed in our city. Well, we've exceeded that number this year. And certainly I don't see where if we disarm the police department, that is going to help get to the bottom of those issues, and certainly is not going to make for a safer, better city. There are a lot of families that are suffering from losing loved ones, and they need these crimes solved. And at the center of that is having a well-functioning police department to address those issues in a complete and comprehensive manner. And you know, the current resources that are being deployed aren't allowing us to get there.
Yeah,
so I don't see how it's going out.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but if you're down 150 officers in the city, you need more police on the street, not fewer. Correct?
Yes. Well, here's the thing that they really should focus on. The focus should be on having a well-functioning police department that is responsive, and that when the officers take the oath to protect and serve, they're taking that oath and they're upholding that oath, right? And when they violate that oath by going outside of acceptable practices, they should pay the penalty for that, right? But the cure isn't to disarm the police department when we have gangs and bad guys all over the city that are armed.
Lewis Reed, my guest, president of the Board of Aldermen. One last question. Yesterday, the president signed an executive order that, among other things, creates a nationwide database to track if officers are accused of wrongdoing so they don't move from one department to another. Do you support that idea? I mean, it seems like common sense to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%. I think that would be hugely helpful. And it also will help adjust behaviors, right? If you are an officer, you know that these decisions you're making are career-ending decisions, right? And you or career-making decisions, right? And we also need to put something in place that on a regular basis there are some psychological evaluations of the officers. And they can be pulled off of the streets and put have some time off of the streets to address the stresses that they come up against daily on the streets. I think to say that to take a position that once an officer is hired, that officer's mental state will be the same 5, 10, 15 years later, after being subjected to the violence and everything that happens on the streets, is just unreasonable, right?
Yeah.
Because they're still human. So we need to take into account that and take some steps to assure that those officers, that when we're hiring them, that over time their mental health is checked out on a regular basis and they have an opportunity to come off the streets and recoup.
And I'm sure that's something maybe even the police union would get on board with. It'll be interesting to see what their reaction is to that. Lewis Reed, I know you've got a busy day. I appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Yep. President of the Board of Aldermen there, Lewis Reed. See, we found some common ground there. You can find common ground with people. He thinks what the president did yesterday, at least a portion of it, that we didn't talk about every particular point, was a good idea. And, you know, I think that there is common sense, but he appreciates the fact that you can't police better with fewer feet on the ground. You just can't do it.
And you can't take guns away from cops when bad guys have guns.
No, you can't. You can't do that. All right, good. Let me get to a quick break here. I've got to Chanel Rione is going to be calling in. She's from One America News. Remember the controversy this week about the Oklahoma State coach, Gundy? We're going to get Chanel on here. We'll talk to you a little bit about what's going on in D.C. when we come back. Whoa.